The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Look, everybody, Bob Saget's here. Look, he's right there, Brady.
Where?
It's you, my friend.
My
How are
goodness.
You?
Let's go hide with the small animals that run around your property.
Yeah, it's a weird little place. But
he's
welcome
here
to
for
the
his one-night stand.
Yeah, you got a one-night stand.
That's, I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Well, tonight.
I don't believe in them, actually. If you're talking physically or sexually, I don't believe in a one-night stand.
How's that possible?
Intentionally.
One night for me is 4 or 5 hours. So I believe you can make two nights
in that.
We've got tonight. Who needs tomorrow?
You can
I believe
a whole relationship in a day.
You could date a whole family.
That's true.
Of Russian people.
Now, the Russian girl that you dated on Entourage was here last week. We were talking about it off the air. Mm-hmm. Katerina Vanderhem. She's the new St. Pauli girl. She's touring the country.
She definitely would like St. Pauli. And she did her hair in braids? Did she do that?
No, I wanted her to, but she didn't. She had
no. She was
beautiful.
Dolled up in the St. Pauli girl outfit, but she has a. She's solid.
She's an attractive woman. She's quite a woman.
She's a lot of girl on that.
It was hard to get the body mic out of there. You know, their radio frequency, but you could figure out where it is. Because I happen to keep a Geiger counter on my pants at all times. She's a lovely girl.
She was the one that you were rolling around with in Entourage.
Yeah, just sitting on the couch telling her that we do stuff. And the fun part with her was preparing and in makeup, discussing... What is our relationship, Bob? And I'm like, well, we mess around. Well, so we have sex. Yeah, we do. We and the makeup people are laughing, but we're continuing this relationship discussion. Yeah, and I don't mind that you just have sex with me. I went, nope, you're fine with that. That's all we do. And we have boyfriend, girlfriend? No.
Nope.
No, you come over when I want you, and you don't really want to hang around if I'm not in a good mood. And okay, I understand.
And she does.
And then after
she does understand.
Yeah, she does understand.
Oh yeah, because yesterday, last week, she talked about how Tommy Lee took her to Japan on tour.
How do you follow that as a boyfriend? By the way,
you don't.
Tommy Lee.
The second you hear that, the date's over. Really.
I mean, unless you like. Tape some kind of a toy gun to yourself.
Yeah, that's right. You have to take something.
Go to Toys R Us from there and just get some...
Hardly noticeable.
Honk the boat horn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, boat horn. Get some duct tape and a boat horn.
You're fine. Yeah. Then you can follow
you ready?
Him up.
Be like attacking in Braveheart.
But I asked her, I said, how in the world can you, when you're with Tommy Lee, when you're the girlfriend of Tommy Lee, you can't expect to be the only one. And she goes, oh, of course not. I would never be that selfish. And I started thinking to myself, this is a type of... attitude that does not permeate through the American woman's mind. Yeah, this is the woman I wanted my EM50 project. I wanted her to continue on and talk, and that's all she talked about. It's like, yeah, well, she's from Slovakia. You can't do that to your man.
No.
And isn't that beautiful?
Well, if they were out and there was a boating accident, she could find him like a buoy, and she'd be able to hang on to that thing and then save the both of them. That's why she's with him, so they can do those. When Tommy Lee, and had that Pam Anderson video years and years ago, which I'm sure they're sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
If anything had happened to that boat, they would have both survived because he is a human buoy.
Yeah.
And he could have, everyone could have, held on to it. He likes that.
He could have survived.
Hand over hand, like on a bat, who's going to play last?
He can run his own gondolas. He just grabs on and just pulls that.
How romantic would that be for a couple if that's... your gondola guy, Tommy Lee, just using his unit to get you through water.
And singing.
Now, where's your sex tape, Bob?
I'm never going to have one.
Why?
Because
not that I want to see it, but I'm assuming
number one, I am a dignified human being, regardless of what I might say verbally or think.
I know a story about you that totally negates that entirely.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
No, I'm not going to bring it up unless you want to, but
I
Carl's Jr. is involved.
You're going to bring like three pregnant women through the door.
I just remember a lot of vomiting and a lot of please leave.
Oh.
No, not me.
Oh, yeah, you.
Did I tell you the story?
Yes, you did.
Oh, okay. deny
until I can tell you
everything I've told you till now is not the real honest Bob.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I don't know what the subject is now. You've thrown me with
your sex tape, of course.
Yeah, it's
you're dignified.
Gonna,
you said you were dignified.
No. Yeah, well, you gotta show it to people. I got kids. I don't even want to film that stuff going on. I got enough. I'd rather use my hands for not filming. And
well,
I'm not hiring a guy. But yeah, I'm gonna have a guy there or a girl. If you have a female camera operator, that's probably more open game.
Yeah.
This is good for kids to listen to this interview.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. They're getting ready for school. They're learning about Bob Saget.
You know, I'm performing tonight. That's why I'm here.
We've heard about that.
I mean, I like coming here.
That's fine. Plug away.
But if I hadn't come here, I wouldn't have been here had I not been necessarily on a show tonight.
Right. If you weren't here, you wouldn't just be here just hanging out.
Might be, since you seem to have stuff on me.
I do. Yeah. I could blackmail you into being in the room.
You just sent us a bogus $2 million check, and we'll
Last time you were here, you brought a girl.
Ah,
you
that
had
was a
girl
long time
with
ago.
You. It was a while ago.
Was that a girlfriend?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you were very proud of her, and this was the one. And
great
I think
girl.
Very good, but then that's over. So what? Why? Why? What happened? What'd you do to her?
She had to put me down.
Really? It was over? You got valley fever?
Valley fever. Gave me a slow injection. I died by the apple tree.
Did a firm girl?
It was. She was very firm.
Firm?
Sorry. She was a lovely girl, and I'm a solo person.
And you're here by yourself now.
I'm very single. Been single
for
a while.
She was looking to tie you down. Is that what you... That's
the first date, but... and it was the rubber chaps that I wouldn't do. It's the golf ball in the mouth that I don't like. No, she's a great person. She really is.
Yeah.
I just spoke to her. She says hi.
Oh, good. Well,
and
you miss her.
Why the heck am I not there?
Yeah.
No,
why didn't
she
you
doesn't know. I didn't give her the details of this morning. But
you haven't talked to her.
No, but pardon me?
You haven't talked to her for a long time.
Are you? Well, how about you? You're married.
Might as well be. Pretty darn close.
Oh.
Domestic partner.
Domestic partnership.
Oh, wait a second. You're living like a Three's Company life?
No, God, no. There's just two of us. It's Three's Company without Janet.
And you,
five dogs and two cats.
Yeah, I got a lot of animals.
Is it with a guy or a girl?
It's with a girl.
And okay.
I will fight you. I will give you the flu.
I will slap
you from this distance.
You right now. So, who's the vacuumer?
Yeah. Well, she's the sucker. Yeah, she's the vacuum.
You're the bag.
Sure. And I'm the bag.
I'm the queen. You got nothing.
I'm married. Yeah, I have a 14-month-old daughter.
Since I've been here, correct me if I'm wrong, you've got nothing.
You
go from here outside there and wander looking for...
I found a blind one with a loss of smell, so...
That is the perfect thing.
You got one with kids and everything.
Had you been with her since I was last here?
Well, you actually were an important part of the whole wedding part. You actually gave marital advice on a video
for the
wedding. But we're still together, same one, and we have a daughter, 14-month-old daughter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's the best thing in the world. I have three daughters.
Yeah, they're getting older, though, right? They're about out of the house.
No, they're the same age.
Are they? Yeah, they're not getting older?
You've decided
to stop
I kept them that age, and I'm getting a little bit older.
Yeah, not much.
No,
but are your girls
been
done?
9, 4, and 6 for 23 years now.
How do you do that?
It's cryogenics.
Oh, it's amazing. You've frozen them.
Yeah.
There's a can of tuna stuck on one of them right now.
Hey, that's no way to talk
that's
about
that. That's no way to talk about his daughter. There's no tuna stuck on any of the Saget girls.
They don't even know what that is.
No.
They've
got to be, they're older though, aren't
22,
they?
22, 19, and 16.
So you got almost all of
which
them
which is also the numbers we tried to get into your parking lot.
It doesn't work,
you can't get into this thing. This is a really good place for the end of a movie when the drug bust happens.
Right. You stand on the roof and just shoot out. Yeah, because we've got some great snipers.
Every officer that's come through here, they said, man, you've got some great shooting points here. This is, we'd like to bar this building.
This is not a good spot where we're at right now. You got a very
open
game Zabruder kind of
thanks
vision.
Thanks for telling everybody.
I would say your head
target
is right there.
Sure, back to it.
Well, there's one guy that can protect you.
That's right, and then once he's gone.
That's really nothing.
I'm pretty much over. Well,
that,
there you go.
They got to pick what mic you're going to use because that one's shot.
So if you're looking to snipe us or Bob Saget in the next hour,
no, I'll be
a clear window.
Here it comes. I'll be at the Celebrity Theater.
You can snipe him there.
No, they don't snipe early in the day. It's a late day.
That's true.
Yeah, you got to drink a lot of coffee and run around and.
Yeah, too much work. Don't get up early.
You have to get excited.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
And upset over the way things are in the world. There's a lot of stuff that upsets people, which is why I'm out doing stand-up.
Why are you upset?
Because I'm not. I'm actually, I have everything I talk about impossibly. It does everything that's opposite what anyone is thinking.
Really?
It's just silly, and it makes no sense.
That's true.
It's my way of my way of I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, is just to do what I find funny.
Which is ridiculous stuff.
Which is really not. It's just small animals who had no right. place, even them hearing their name, small animal, because they're a big group.
Right. A lot of them.
Their ears perk up knowing that I'm kind of representing them.
Really?
And protecting them, because there's people out there that are doing stuff to them, and I'm against it.
You know, there was a fire chief here in Mesa. It was illegal, or it wasn't illegal at the time, and he got caught in his neighbor's barn, not just trying to have sex with the lamb, but he had it in missionary position. Had the lamb
pants
on its
down,
back. Pants down,
missionary position. It didn't actually happen because a guy walked in, opened the door to the barn.
Why was the lamb wearing pants?
No, the pants. No, the fire chief had his pants down. And that's how we found out in Arizona that it wasn't illegal to do that.
Yeah,
that was the first time we were like, "Well, there's no law against
it." It's not illegal.
It is now.
What about marijuana?
No, that's still illegal.
But so if
you're going to get a lamb out of its pants, you got to have some marijuana first, right?
Weed, right? Yeah, that's what you figure. But if you're going to go that far, you're breaking laws to get there. You don't care what's legal or not.
It's happened in this parking lot, hasn't it?
It happened in this room. We
everything.
Had to paint
so you have
it. We
just Adobe 9-foot walls. Yeah. Anything can happen in this parking lot.
No one can hear the screams.
What's the petting zoo thing out front? What's up with that?
That shouldn't have been out there. I should have cleaned that up.
I didn't see anything like that.
That's why we have loops in our shoes. We have so you can put the legs in there.
Do you partake in the smoking?
No, actually, I did this pilot for a TV show, which I've yet to come. Next time I come here, I'll be promoting it.
Okay,
but I can give a seedling of it. Right. I went to Ukraine to help guys get mail order brides. It was
you told us about that on the phone.
It's for A&E, and we're getting good news this week, actually, of how we're going to do more that episode. Hopefully, won't kill me. Yeah.
So you fly all over the world, just getting lonely dudes dates.
It'll end up being like we fly to Dayton. You know,
they're going to scale back a little.
A&E, that extra million it costs to fly to Japan's going to. Yeah, take a little out of us. So if you could just go to Pensacola, that would be...
So you're going
to
fly around the country.
You can find people that can barely talk English in Pensacola. I mean,
oh, sure. Yeah.
So,
how is Ukraine?
Really, really interesting. It's two-thirds women. The things that disturbed me, but two-thirds women because a lot of men just left. A lot of them are just in bad relationships. And there's a third... A third of the guys have passed away.
Are they beautiful women? I mean, or are they ugly?
I don't know. I was so obsessed with the loss of men. I didn't know what to do.
Just
they're gorgeous. They're gorgeous.
Really?
They spend a lot of time making themselves beautiful. There's a lot of...
surgery you're talking about or just paint?
Well, the surgery I performed on them made them younger. But I also, you know, there's a waxing booth every...
In the Ukraine.
Where in my room. I brought it there because they had not known of it until I brought it.
So they take care of themselves. They primp themselves up.
They do. They're young. Legal age of consent is when a woman says yes, which is upsetting. That brings out the dad gene in me, which is not good. I'm always wearing my dad jeans.
Right. Those are nice.
I just don't. They are pretty.
Yeah, they're good.
You don't have to iron them.
No.
They just fall on you.
So there's got to be a huge, there's got to be brothels like crazy there. No?
I don't know if it's brothels. I just think they call them functions, you know?
Yeah.
Just like get-togethers.
It's their McDonald's.
Church events.
Yeah. So you're over there. How long were you there?
It was not like they're hoes or anything. They just want to meet people, to be honest. They want.
Really?
I was there for a week, but the guys that produced it were there for a week
on
either end. Some of them did. No, they don't get television there. I think Kojak's just starting.
Really?
Yeah, so,
Mannix.
I mean,
really?
It's
so it's that far behind?
By the time this show airs there, Hogan's Heroes will have just gone off the air. So, but they don't have, you know, toilet paper. You bargain for toilet paper, which I always do. How do you bargain for toilet paper? Look, I got a butt full of poo. Give me some toilet paper. Well, you won that bargain, you know.
What you got?
What do you got for my toilet paper that I'm going to want? How about an emergency?
Yeah. Did you happen to notice, by the way, speaking of Slovakian and Ukrainian people, that the St. Pauli girl that you were with in Entourage?
She's beautiful. I really should have gotten
her number. Do you
remember
the smell?
It was a very vanilla smell, if
I
recall.
Oh, boy, not with us.
What was it?
Well, just the Ukrainian
perfume.
Really? Yeah, oh, yeah, it was very strong.
Are you saying B.O.?
Well, yeah, she came over to do a little picture afterwards.
But there's a Euro B.O.
Yeah, it was that...
Euro B.O.
Yeah, I don't know what that
which
is.
Which is acceptable.
European. There's a European smell.
I guess there's a Euro.
You can get that at the kennel. I mean, what exactly...
She came over and then did the picture, and we're standing there, and I'm like, oh, boy, is that me? And I gave myself the whiff, and I'm like, no, I smell fine. And then I assumed it was him, because you don't want to think that the pretty girl's done it. I'm like, Brady smells terrible.
She's pretty.
But she's, she's...
Now, what did she speak of the episode that we did?
Uh-huh.
She said it was fun.
Oh, yeah. She said she was mad at you because you called her a Russian.
Yeah, she was very upset about that. Could she not be angry at that?
Yeah. And she's Slovakian, and that made her upset. And she was mad at Brady because he called her cat.
I asked. I go,
what did he call her cat?
Can I call you? I did not call her that. I asked, can I call you cat? She says no.
She said no, and then she got mad. If I learned your language, you can call me Katarina.
Right.
And then she got kind of snotty, and then she was just brilliant from there on.
Well, we've been living together. And
that's beautiful. How does she smell now?
I had my senses taken out of my nose. It's like being a skunk. I've been under animal attack, which is going to be at the Celebrity Theater tonight. I have 7 minutes on it.
On animal attacks?
I've been going up in L.A., literally would go to dinner. I never work when I have any alcohol in me. Mm-hmm. I'll have some wine with some friends and go, you know what? I am really annoyed at these skunks and raccoons that have been attacking me. Uh-huh. And the Comedy Store was right next door. The Laugh Factory was across the street. So all week for the past week, I would just go up.
And bitch about skunks?
I'm upset. You need a public forum sometimes. You know, stand-up is the spoken word.
Sure.
It's a chance to vent things that are upsetting you. And I have been literally every night under animal attack.
At your house?
Yeah. Just so I had all
everywhere.
The trees cut down. I've gone that insane.
That's too far.
I got a pellet gun, and I never used it, but I have one, and I left it out, and I have a lovely housekeeper who saw it and thinks I kill people now.
Right, but
doesn't
the pellet
look
gun,
like a pellet gun. It looks pellet like a gun.
Now, there's a difference. Is it skunks and raccoons? Both of them? Or
They don't have guns. I have the gun.
Okay.
The skunk and rat. One night, my two daughters were watching, and I had a trapper, a guy that says, I'll trap Johnny Depp's raccoons too.
Yeah,
like, you sure that wasn't Johnny Depp? You know, because he's got those dark circles under his eyes sometimes.
Live traps, or does he trap
live
him?
Traps? Yeah. You don't hurt him,
right?
And I caught two, and then two more came down the tree, and there weren't two more traps to catch him, and then a rat, and I'm like, oh, wow. I'm Dr. Doolittle here. This is weird. And my daughter's like, this is so cool, Dad. This is so cool. We're gonna die. We're being killed. We're all gonna get rabies. Only keep me up because I'm looking out the window watching them
constantly,
and they make
them.
Noise. Then I was smart. I put in that Rainbird thing that tracks any movement. So it just,
and then
you know,
Yeah.
So now you hear
sprinkler.
Them screaming in the middle of the night.
Because you're hosing them off.
You're washing them.
Yeah, you're just giving them a good
I put
cleaning.
In a car wash. So I made friends out of them. And then we had fires in L.A., so I decided to hack the hill down. So we completely, I'm Professor Hackle the Hill.
Did some clear cutting.
We clear cut it. And it's
so was
all
the pellet
shaved.
Gun. The pellet gun was just designed to show the beasts that you'd gotten serious. You
the
weren't
pellet gun
them.
Was the truth of it is I had just come from medical exam. My doctor is a good hunter. He goes, "Oh, get yourself a pellet gun. It won't kill him. It'll scare him.
It stuns him."
I walk into Big Five. You might as well have thought you were seeing a scene from Dexter. You know, I'm like, I need the strongest pellet gun you have. What do you have? He goes, "What?" I go, "How do you use these things?" You know, as soon as a guy. Talks to you and you sell guns and they have real guns. I said, "You have real guns here too?" He went, "Yeah, but I think what you want is this little thing, Bob." That's just a little teeny BB goes, you know, you do it with
did
the
you
air.
Get the rifle or the
I got the rifle and it I've not hit anything. Nor
have
I
shot
used it.
You haven't even shot
have
it.
I put it out through the window
for sure.
Like a Harrison Ford movie.
You aim it at him.
I shot a cap into a sprinkler head. I don't think I've shot anything. And I have a neighbor on the other side. I'm afraid I'll hit him. He's like 90.
Well, don't do that.
Well, I want to take him out and then plow his yard down. Then I got a bigger yard.
Just gigantic yard of no
That's
animals.
That's really the truth of what this whole story is
You're going to kill the old man.
Kill my neighbor.
He's living too long. It's 7:21, Bob. You have to stay for a little while longer. And we do something on Fridays where we call it the Fireside Chats.
Oh, I would love that. I love fire. I met a girl on fire. She was hot.
See, this is why you can't be here.
What do you mean?
I have a meth laugh right now because of my flu.
You have a meth laugh?
I laugh like I'm on meth. I guess.
But how can you not be on meth? This place looks more like a meth lab than the trailer on Breaking Bad. That's how methy this is. This place very methy.
It's very methy. Well, you should go down the hall and take over. You've seen our coffee.
I'm not moving from here.
No, I wouldn't blame it. No. You think raccoons and skunks are a problem?
God, the coffee had the miracle of life growing
right,
in it.
I know.
You need something else to leave.
No crystallized rocks and sea monkeys is enough for my milk. Thank you.
Stem cell research on the coffee.
It. Brine shrimp are sucking on your lip.
But we just opened the phones to anything and anybody. Good. And we figured, what a better time to do that with Bob Saget.
I work without Annette. That's
right.
I brought last time.
Who's Annette? Annette. It's 7:22 in the morning sickness. Bob Saget at the Celebrity Theater tonight. If you want to go, my God, you can. Right? CelebrityTheater.com. You can go to that and you have a phone number?
Yeah, I have it. Well, you can go to my website, which is, you say my name. I can't say it out loud.
Bob Saget.
Wow, you look at me in the eye and say that
Bob
name.
Bob Saget.
Hit me.
Saget.
Tell me I'm bad. And then after you say my name, you hit a .com. No See, matter what you do for a living, if your name, what's your website? BobSaget.com. You sell porn? It's
like, you got any naked chicks on there?
Kind of. No, but you can buy tickets on that or Ticketmaster. I think, I don't know. No, it's not Ticketmaster. It's the Celebrity.
All right, it's time for Friday Fireside Chat with Bob Saget. You guys have anything you want to talk to Bob about, you can call 260-9800. He works
yeast
without an
infections,
yep,
whatever.
Anything.
You'll find out when you pay your hard-earned money.
Yes.
The man does not know what he's doing, but he's earnest.
It's 98 KUPD. Look it, we're back. Bob Saget's with us. It is a Fireside Chat Friday as we gloriously trek through, and Bob is tweeting. You tweet now, Bob Saget.
I do tweet. That's what I call when my nipples lactate.
That's what it is.
But I had John Stamos talked me into it, and then all of a sudden I did it.
So you and Stamos is a big tweeter.
And he has envy, though,
he
is, too.
He does, because my tweetage apparently is higher than his. But it's not the size of your tweets that's important. It's
That's right.
It's the pictures of small animals you attach to them.
And today, right. I'm going to send one. This is a special day. This is a big day in the tweet
Friday.
Industry.
Follow Friday for people or something. I don't know. They follow. And so I'm going to send a picture. I'm not going to say what it is, but your listeners will know.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
Sounds awesome. How's Stamos doing since
he's
all
good.
That,
he's doing Bye Bye Birdie, which is, you know.
He's gay now.
Gay now?
Yeah, I know. He's more gay than ever.
He was Uncle Jesse. How big a left turn did he have to make? And he is, I'm going to go see him on Wednesday. I'm going to go to the theater and see with my two older daughters. And that's what I tell the press, that they're my daughters.
Right.
And Mr. Stamos and Don Rickles and his wife and a couple of his kids and another dear friend of mine, Brad, and his girlfriend. And we're all going to.
You and Rickles are going to go see Stamos.
Yeah.
That
and we're going to go to dinner and, awesome. Rickles is going to say stuff like, "You were good, John. I like the dancing." Too bad the kids are younger.
Now, would you ever let Stamos date your oldest daughter?
It wouldn't happen.
Why is that?
He likes my youngest.
No, okay.
No, it's just not. We're like family. It's like I wouldn't date his sister.
I know, but still, what if it just occurred?
Well, one of them.
Would you allow that? Is he a good guy to the ladies?
He's a wonderful guy, but I can't picture anybody who's a friend of mine dating one of my kids. Although it does make vacations easy.
That's true.
Yeah. You know. Where's Uncle Jesse? Oh, he's in the other room with your daughter.
And the and you're still, we'll probably get it, but it's open phone Friday there, Bob. And this is where we do the fireside chats, and everybody wants to know. Someone named Lemuel.
Lemuel?
Is on there.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's a name. Lemuel, are you there?
It's actually Lemuel, but it's fine.
Right, how are you, sir?
There's Bob Saget.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, Mr. Saget. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Do you always get that kind of respect? Mr. Saget?
No, sometimes people call me Bob. Sometimes then go right into you hit on my sister. And I go, but I didn't. I'm innocent. But I it's always nice to go sir and mister when you can.
Well, my sister's only 14, so you're safe, I think.
Nine jokes won't do them.
But your sister's not. All right.
No, but your sister's a good person.
All right.
What's your question, Lemuel?
I was looking at people at Walmart.com the other day, and it has pictures of these characters that go to Walmart, I suppose. There's also pictures of vehicles that are parked outside of Walmart. anyways, there's a picture of a truck with your mural on the back of the truck. I was just curious.
Yeah, it is. It was tweeted. It got on the web.
Have murals of yourself?
There's a guy
somewhere?
That took a picture. Andy Leibowitz actually took that picture years ago, and it's Danny Tanner in a triptych of the same picture.
I know that picture.
Yeah, the one I'm not gay looking over my shoulder right. with a bouffant hairdo. And some guy at Walmart had it, and then my friend Chris Hardwick was tweeting it. He's the one that found it first. And then he sent it to some lady who got a drunk picture of herself in front of it that night. And he goes, look, this lady got a picture in front of the Bob Saget truck.
There's
and
a
went,
Saget
wow,
truck.
Wow, there's a new
You got to meet the guy.
That is awesome.
You got to meet the guy who owns the Saget truck.
Yes,
absolutely. Yes, you must meet him. Happen.
Not even on a need to know.
Do you know what state it's in?
Opposite of Google Maps search.
Lemuel, where was it? What state? Do you remember?
I have no idea what state. I don't remember.
Oklahoma.
It was interesting, and I liked it. The Walmart, and I liked that it was a pickup because it's unlimited the amount of clothing they could have gotten.
You can
or nut log rolls.
God dang, you're Bob Saget.
Good one, Lemuel. Thanks,
That's
man.
That's what they would say to the truck.
Hang on a second.
They're talking to the truck.
That Meth sounds
cough.
Good.
Meth cough. It's clear. It's clearing up.
You need to go to a doctor.
Doctors don't know anything. Come on, Bob.
Me to.
You're here for one day.
Take another squirt,
you
want
who's
Bob.
Happy and healthy right now? Your listeners.
right now.
Come on, the man got diphtheria.
Carl is on the line. Carl, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, Carl. Say hi to Bob.
Hey, Carl.
Say hi. Good morning, Bob Saget.
Good morning, Carl.
Wow, this is so cool. It's like that moment when you go to school and you got a brand new cast. Yeah, you're not too happy, but... I'm really happy to talk to you.
And you have a brand new dad? What did you say?
Yes, you get a brand new dad and you get to brag to the friends.
I got a brand new dad.
Mama's got a new daddy.
Yeah, my mom would have never let my dad out of the house like that.
Nope. Go ahead, Carl.
Well, I got a question for you, man. Is there been... God, are you dying over there?
Not feeling well.
I'm running out of here before outbreak.
I would.
It's a little monkey running
there's
around.
There's guys in hazmat suits coming into the building.
Christ, is it SARS or something?
It's a little bit SARS.
It is. It's SARS search.
I'm a touch AIDS-y.
Hose it off.
That's bad for him to breathe.
It is?
Yes.
It feels so good, though.
You don't spray Lysol into a man's face.
Oh, it feels really good, Bob. I got to be honest.
Any plumber he can drink?
Did you read it?
What the hell are you doing?
Right there, it says it kills HIV AIDS. I think if you just inhale it, you can't get it.
It says don't inhale it. We belong on the floor.
He bathes in it.
Bathroom cleaner. Okay, go ahead, Carl.
Carl.
All right.
You brush your teeth with a toilet brush? What are you doing? Nothing. Sorry, Carl.
Time!
Go ahead, Carl.
Time?
Go ahead.
Anyway, hey, my question for you is, is there any celebrity or famous person or, you know, political figure, aside from, like, a female contortionist that you would like to meet that you haven't met? You know, like you said, you're going to dinner with Don Rickles, which is, like, the coolest thing in the world, but is there somebody...
Yeah, mountain topper.
Your pals
that you'd be blown away if you met them.
You mean a woman that would just drive
just,
you?
Just suck for hours.
Kind of figured that one.
Well, I would say, you know, when I was watching the MTV Awards and that whole thing happened where, you know, Taylor Swift had to get her speech done afterward when she and Beyonce hugged.
Yeah,
I was pretty much set for the decade. I really I can just keep that on a loop and I can take care of myself at home alone.
Have you met them?
Pardon me?
Have you met either of them?
I have met Beyonce before. Yeah. I met her a couple times and she was incredibly beautiful. Yeah.
Did you
sweet.
Have your pellet gun?
No, I just hugged her. She said, I'm a big fan of yours. I love you. And
really?
I was like, I dropped an egg, if I recall.
But, ovulation?
I washed my socks that night. But I definitely thought she was amazing.
Yeah.
I who would like really get to me right now? I don't know. People from years ago, Sophia Loren back in the day.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Who's like that now? I mean, is a Megan
Raquel
Fox?
Welch?
Raquel Welch? I have a poster. Do you think a Megan Fox is in that category now?
Not yet.
No,
not until
she's
I put her through.
She's kind of ruined it for herself.
Not for me. I want to get her through grad school.
Yeah, you got to get her through that first. Like Jessica Biel, maybe. I think she's
very
got
pretty.
Staying power.
I hit on her in a Puma store.
Really?
Which is ironic.
Why?
Puma, yeah, I guess baby.
Because it's
like
a Puma. It's like I hit on her in the Cougar store.
What did you say to Jessica Biel?
Nothing. I just was there. And
that's not hitting on her.
You're like,
just because you're in the room with her
me
doesn't...
Me saying hello, we both know...
What you
hey,
want.
I'm friends with your TV dad, Stephen Collins. That's always a good icebreaker. Chicks dig that.
Yeah.
So things are going
your uncle
well
is,
with Justin?
Your uncle is Father Mulcahy,
are
right?
Are you telling me right now
yeah.
that it's so cool to be Saget that hello to any other celebrity basically means you know what I want.
No, it's just a grown-up nerd.
Yeah, but that's the coolest thing in the world. You say, yeah, you knew what I was there for.
Well, no, but that's what every guy's think. Every
that's
guy's
true. But you're Saget.
Molesting
it's
in their
possible.
Mind.
Because I can't walk up to Jessica Biel and say hello.
Factor.
I'm a freak.
Well, you guys are telling me something I need to know, I think.
Yeah, you're the coolest guy we know. And that makes me sad.
You need to meet makes me so sad. Many. You're getting sprayed with Lysol in public.
This is not, I'm not healthy.
It's actually poison.
I got to show you the mural on my truck.
Hang on, Carl.
It's your truck. This has all come full circle.
Welcome. Chet's on the line. Chet. Oh, wait. Yeah. Hold on. You stay there, Chet. One more before you. And then we'll go to Kurt first. Kurt, you need Bob's advice. Make it snappy. Go.
The other morning, or the other night, midnight, I wake up to my girlfriend and her three kids laughing at me while they draw a penis on the side of my face.
That's
so I wake up, right. I freak out, and now I'm the one that's a butthole and needs all kinds of anger management and stuff.
Wait a minute, whoa, it doesn't just jump to that. Who did you hit?
Nobody. I'm waking up and I smack the kids around a little bit. So they're drawing a penis on my face.
Yeah, I
with
know.
A permanent marker.
That's bad parenting.
Were you just were you asleep? Were you drinking?
What was that? No. Super bad. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
No, it was another
Garden
movie.
State.
Before that, it was a Garden State, but it was also like 10 Things I Hate About You. I think.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
that. Was that the one?
They did some teen movie.
Very bad thing.
So the three kids. Are you angry at your wife, or is it your girlfriend? And
the girlfriend, and she, you know, all three kids. She's standing there laughing while her 16-year-old, 12-year-old, and 10-year-old are drawing a penis on my face, and I'm the bad guy because I wake up pissed off because I got to get up in 3 hours.
Sounds like everybody needs a timeout.
Right. The family needs to sit in corners.
Do you have that grease-away stuff to get it off?
Is it still there?
Yeah, that's what we want to know. Because if it's on your face still, you should probably try for a different job.
I got it off.
Oh, well, okay. Good, when you get it off, you say, I got it off.
when you scrubbed it off, was there
when
a
When you
technique?
Scrub off a picture of one, is there a resonance of another photo? Well, I'm sorry that happened.
Dr.
Maybe
Bob,
you need to.
How do you solve
you ever have a penis, you ever have a penis like on your face, Bob?
No, and no. But I would say that you want to get along with the people that you live with, and it makes sense for them to always make fun. My daughters are amazing people, but they make fun of me. If they drew stuff like that on me, then I know my reaction would probably cause my own death.
Right. Right.
Because my heart would implode.
Why is there a wang on my face?
From sheer terror. But I don't know.
I mean, how old are the kids?
16.
20?
16, 12, and 10.
Yeah, they're old. They know what they're doing.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
hey, that's the problem. It hurts his feelings, actually.
Yeah.
Are you living in a hotel? Carl or Chet? Are you living in a hotel? Or you're Kurt, aren't you? Kurt.
Kurt. I'm Kurt.
Sorry, Kurt.
No hotel yet. I went over and stayed at a brother's house. And
a brother?
Yeah.
Just a black guy? Just a general brother? Your brother? Her brother?
No,
who?
Actual brother. My brother. Right. So, I'm the bad guy, and she won't until I get anger management.
Well, maybe you draw one on your face every day to teach them a lesson.
I'm thinking?
Just have
I don't think your family likes you.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that you're welcome back. I think if someone was drawing penises on my face, it's time for me to go anyway.
Yeah, what you don't want to do is act out with any more anger.
Right.
So you want it to be a penis of least resistance.
Right. Very well said. Kurt, hopefully that helps. Hang on a second. Chet is the last one, and then Bob's got to go.
I'm just worried when he turns the other cheek, what's going to be slapped on that.
What's on his other
talk
side?
About that.
His other profile. Chet,
it's Saget.
Hello.
You are the last one to talk to Bob Saget this morning. Feel blessed. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Saget. Good
morning, sir.
No, it's Mr. Saget.
No,
or Bob.
Call me Saget.
I can't call anybody.
He's my gym coach.
How you doing, Saget? Yeah.
Hey, fine, man. Kick me like a dog.
All right, Bob. Well, I have mine is much more, it's much more professional.
Okay.
My girlfriend, she's been asking me to pee in her butt.
Oh, my God.
Does this get bleeped?
Right.
What happens with this?
I think that's enough of that.
I think, let me ask you a question. Just tell me two things. First thing, her
fix
cell number.
Yeah.
And give me that can of Lysol.
Give me some Germex for lube.
I don't think that can stay on the air. Those two words are acceptable on the air, but the
pee
action.
Pee in butt and then pee in, I don't
who
know.
Who owns this station?
You do now, I think. It's your fault.
No, we go
Saget
from what
section.
Company owns this station.
Yeah. You don't want to bring that up right now.
Yeah, but I have an obvious problem because it's
well, can you try to do it without mentioning, we know the act. Can you try not to mention the act anymore so you can stay on the air?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. But it is very hard to urinate while I'm erect.
No, you
okay.
You can say that.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you had another method of actually getting this job done.
Pipe cleaner.
And scene. See you later, Chet. There you go.
Yeah, you want to use...
Or pick up a power washer at
exact for cleanage. You definitely want to get your supplies at the party store.
Yeah, but one thing you do know is that he's got himself one classy broad.
Well, that's what she wants.
But she's a wanter. She's in need of things, and Daddy didn't give it to her, so...
Mm.
Wow.
Man.
I've learned
that's quite the request.
I've learned a lot today. First thing, like, it's nice to be seeing you guys. You guys are like very great guys.
Well, thanks. Wow, really? Thanks,
Bob. Thanks, Saget. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Saget.
Come bring your butt over here. You know what I'm going to do. I know how you like that.
I got a bladder full, Saget.
Listen, if we're going to stay together as boyfriend and girlfriend, I'm going to have to oblige what you want. Drink this Gatorade.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Thank you.
It's really nice to be here. Awesome. I hope I don't get what you have.
No, you don't. It's over. That's all done. I'm
it's
not
over.
Even contagious.
See, look. You cannot spray a man. This is good. Germex hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I'm
this kills 99.9% of germs. There's been a lawsuit.
There's been one.
It's not 100%. Yeah. There's some guy with an eye hanging out of his head with a scrubbing bubble on it.
I got a request. If I, I'm going tonight to see you, could you... Do me a favor.
I will not call you out.
Will you acknowledge me and say, hey, it's good to see you, Mr. Bogan. Thanks,
You want me to do that whole thing?
No.
Yeah, and then I'll go, leave me alone.
How about a trumpet fanfare? I mean, it's theater. That's what's cool about the Celebrity Theater. It's one of the few theaters in the rounds left in the country. And I did one in New York, Westbury. You're like in a lunar landing station. It's a,
it's a
town meeting for aliens.
Not during, afterwards.
After the show. Yeah, well, after the show, I'm going to do to you what that guy's girl wants done.
Yeah.
Because she likes that.
Yeah, because that's hot. How do you find out you like that?
I would actually get a promise ring first.
Right.
And put it around both areas that enjoy that.
I'm going to Shane Company before that act happens.
Wow, how do you even, why would you?
How do you know you like it?
Yeah,
how do you
know? I'm wondering if it's possible, because physically.
How does that crooked lid find its pot?
I don't think that there's actually connection. I think it's more of an at and on and from a little more afar.
I don't think so. I think we're talking full on refueling station. And
well, then I do spend enough time
video.
The what?
The Chuck Berry video.
No, I can't look at that stuff. Yeah. I can't look at anything that has to do with any kind of elimination unless it's just about me leaving the building.
Well, there you go. Bob Saget, tonight at the Celebrity Theater. The phone number is
602-267-1600.
Easy enough.
Or you can go on the thing. That's my website. It takes you right to tickets, too.
BobSaget.com.
And it clicks right to the... You hit the click thing they did for me, and they rigged it out, and it goes to
right
it.
To it?
Yeah, right under the tour thing or something.
We've got some tickets. We're going to give away.
And it actually works because I tested it earlier.
It works, right?
As opposed to some other guys that come in, their ticket links don't work.
These guys are good. Yeah. They do like Chris Rock's link and stuff, and he sells tickets.
He sells some tickets. That doesn't mean you're going to.
What happens on my website is I'm selling Chris Rock tickets.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's the only problem with my website.
Is he going to be there tonight?
And if you like Tim McGraw, you can use my website. It'll get you tickets to his show.
Do you have like a quarantine section I can sit in, like a boy in the bubble kind of thing?
That guy actually, with his girlfriend, he can just seal it off with pee. I don't think anything.
Nobody is around me.
Keep all animals away from you. Thank
Bob
you, guys.
Bob Saget, no problem. Thank you. Bob Saget,
sleep
tonight,
well.
Celebrity Theater. I will. It's 98 KUPD.
98. Oh, my gosh.
98.
Shut the front door.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.